little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So we're just going to go through a few examples related to lifestyle changes and linking drinking with things that patients are worried about. So for example, maybe Steve has come to see you and he's got high blood pressure, or the nurse has actually measured his blood pressure and has found that it's high, and maybe the nurse has asked you to see Steve because his blood pressure is high. Steve, perhaps we could talk a little bit about your blood pressure. You mentioned that you're not very keen on taking blood pressure tablets, or you're not keen on taking medicines generally. Would you be interested in doing something else to try and help you with your blood pressure? Are you bothered about your blood pressure being high?
Well, I know my health's not great, and that's just a part of it, yeah, I guess.
Have you got any idea why doctors and nurses are worried about blood pressure being high?
Well, I know it's to do with strokes.
Okay. Has there been anybody in your family who's had problems because of high blood pressure or strokes,
yeah, well,
or heart attacks?
My dad had a stroke, yeah.
Oh, crikey. How old was he when he had his stroke?
In his 70s.
Right, okay. Is this a worry to you at the moment? Because certainly at the moment, with your blood pressure being as it is, you could be at risk of having strokes.
Now?
Yeah.
Right. So in my 50s?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is important. It's just difficult because I just don't feel... It's a difficult situation, isn't it? I've not got much going at the minute, much going for me.
Sounds like your mood is part of the problem too. It sounds like your motivation is not so great, and perhaps that's something that you and I could talk about, or we could look into that. Is it okay if we focus a little bit about what this means to you? So I've got a computer program here that I've put your numbers in to. And with your current blood pressure, your risk of having a heart attack, stroke or angina in the next 10 years is about 30%.
Right, okay.
Is that bad enough for you to want to do anything about it at the moment? Because you mentioned that you're not keen on taking tablets, but I've got lots of things that potentially we could do, or you could do with my support, if you were bothered to try and bring that risk down.
I would like it to come down.
Yeah.
I just feel like I've not got, you know, I'm struggling to actually stick to my plans at the minute, so I don't want to, it can't be unrealistic, you know.
Yeah. You mentioned that your mood's a problem and that you're finding it difficult to concentrate and get motivated. And it sounds like there's a lot of emotional stuff that's going on there too.
Mm-hmm.
I know from my experience as a doctor that I deal a lot with people who drink too much, and as a consequence of that, they find that they're quite low.
Mm-hmm.
And I do find it's very difficult for people to get better while they're still drinking.
Mm.
So yeah. There's the potential that we could get you better from your mood and improve your how you feel about yourself, as well as improving your blood pressure at the same time. So we don't need to put you on a blood pressure tablet.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps the better way of dealing with that is to try and tackle your drinking. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly not taking any medication. I mean, I drink too much to have these medications, really. I don't think it's safe. So I guess I suppose I could try and cut down. Just not got much else to do, you know.
What would be a realistic target, you think, for your alcohol consumption?
Well, I suppose I just have to reduce how much cider I'm buying.
Okay. What about a challenge? What about you do without cider on a day a week?
Do you think I'll feel the shakes? Do you think I'll get...
Well, if you do it just one day a week, then I think the chances you're getting shakes are quite slim. And you've mentioned that you haven't had the shakes before. So the chances of you having any problems with that are pretty slim, aren't they?
So you think just one day a week I could just try and avoid it?
Yeah, I think that could actually show to you that you're capable of doing it more often.
Okay, well, I can try.
Yeah. I'm worried that unless something changes, that things in terms of your mood are going to carry on where they're at. And I think that in order to help you with your mood and also with your blood pressure, I think in a perfect world I'd like you to be drinking safely. But I'm also a realist, and I think that if you and I can figure out together what's possible and what's realistic, so maybe this week you could have one day a week where you don't drink anything at all.
Okay, I can try.
And then you could give me a call back next week and let me know how you're getting on with that.
Okay.
Does that sound realistic?
Okay.
Shall we do that? So if you make a telephone appointment to speak to me next week, would it be helpful for me to give you more information about blood pressure and about lifestyle options that might help you bring your blood pressure down? Is that something that you're interested in at the moment?
I think I'll just focus on the drinking at the minute.
Okay. So let's speak again in a week's time.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.